In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our theme of this conference about the Holy Sacraments. We do believe together, both churches, in the Holy Sacrament, the seven Holy Sacraments. So this lecture is like an introduction to the meaning of a sacrament, and we will start giving the sacrament of baptism. When we say a holy sacrament, in our Orthodox belief, we mean at least four main points. We mean the grace of God, the liturgical prayer, the priest, the Orthodox priest, and some material. So we have four items in order to make any holy sacrament. We believe when there is an Orthodox priest and the liturgical prayer and the material of the sacrament, like the water in baptism or the oil in the myron, the grace of God will work through this sacrament to give the people the gift of the Holy Spirit. Another important point is how to be ready to accept any holy sacrament, to be worthy, because many people believe in themselves that they are not ready or unworthy of taking any sacrament. In our Orthodox belief, in order to enjoy taking any holy sacrament, we need at least two main conditions: the Orthodox faith, the Orthodox belief, and the repentance, or the repentant life. So in the sacrament of the confession, the confessor coming with a belief, an Orthodox belief, that with repentance the priest will give him the forgiveness. So he believed in this. And also he is coming with real repentant heart. In this case, he will be given the absolution, the forgiveness, and the power to change his life. Also in the sacrament of matrimony, the sacrament of marriage, both the man and the girl coming to the church with an Orthodox belief. They were both baptized in the Orthodox faith. So they believe that they are going to be one with the grace of God, with the grace of the Holy Spirit. So they came to the church and they stand before the altar, before the priest, and the priest praying for them the liturgy of wedding, and with a repentant heart they got the blessing of this sacrament of matrimony. Again, when it comes to the Holy Sacrament of communion, anyone coming to the church praying the liturgy, he should be baptized on the Orthodox faith and believe this will be the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. And also with a repentant heart, he prayed in a repentant way all through the liturgy. In this case, he will be given the grace of being fixed in our Lord Jesus Christ with the communion. In this lecture, we are going to go through the New Testament to see the verses of the Bible focusing on the Holy Sacrament of Baptism. I'm not going to mention all the verses in the Bible, but to focus on some of the verses to prove that the Holy Sacraments are all from the Bible, and we as Orthodox, our faith built upon the verses of the Bible. The first one from Matthew chapter 28, when the Lord said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In this verse you can see two main points. The first one is we have to prepare people for baptism. If they are adults, I'm not speaking about infants or children, I'm speaking about adults. So we have to preach the word of God and prepare them being disciples. And after this kind of discipleship, they are ready to get the baptism. And our baptism is with the power of the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Another verse from St. Mark, chapter 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. In this verse, we can see clearly the relation between the baptism, the holy sacrament of baptism, and the salvation. No saving, no salvation without faith and baptism. That's why he said, he who does not believe will be condemned. He said does not believe, he did not say does not be baptized, because if he had no belief, he will never be baptized. You know, many of the non-Orthodox churches may say there is something called baptism, but they say that there is no relation between the baptism and the salvation. In our Orthodox faith, we believe in the power of the Holy Sacrament of Baptism, and we say that there is no salvation without baptism. Another important verse from St. Luke, chapter 3, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." I have some point in this. First of all, while we are doing the holy act of baptism, the heaven is opened. Although we do not see heaven opened, but this is our faith. And at that time, anyone getting to be baptized will be called the same calling like our Lord Jesus Christ. The voice from heaven coming to this one getting baptized, God is calling him, "You are my beloved Son." This is our belief at Orthodox Church, that anyone baptized with the Orthodox faith will be given the same call like our Lord Jesus Christ, because he gave us his being the Son. In our Coptic tradition, we used in the time of Lent, the big fast of the church, that we prepare the catechumens, those who believed in Christ but not yet baptized, and we are focusing on the teaching of being Son of God. So they have to learn what we call the Lord's Prayer, Abana Allazi, our Father who art in heaven. But we are telling them that you cannot tell God as Father except after baptism. So after the grace of baptism, now you are the Son of God. You can call him our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Another verse from St. John Gospel. Jesus answered and said to him, in his dialogue with Nicodemus, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit." In this dialogue, we can see clearly two other points. That in the act of baptism, we are born again to see the kingdom of God. And this act of being born again should have water and Spirit together. Because in the non-Orthodox faith, they believe that being born again is just to believe in God. And you can see in the speech of our Lord Jesus Christ that being born of flesh will always stay as flesh, but being born from the Spirit will go the Spirit life. That's why we at Orthodox believe in the power of the Holy Sacrament. It takes us from the fleshy life to the Spirit life, from the earth life to heaven life, from being Adam-like to be Christ-like. you can see clearly the same idea while the Lord will speak about the Eucharist. He will end his speech in chapter 6 of the Gospel of St. John, saying that flesh is doing nothing, but the Spirit is the real life. So the same idea given in the Holy Sacrament of Baptism will be given again with the Holy Sacrament of Eucharist, that with the Holy Sacrament generally, we are transformed from being flesh men, physical people, to be sons of God and sons of heaven and heavenly creatures. In the book of Acts, now we finished with the Gospels. We had many proofs from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to prove the presence of the Holy Sacrament of Baptism and its effect for salvation. When it comes to the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. You can see in this verse two other points, that we need to listen to the word of God before baptism. That's why in all our liturgies of baptism or whatever sacrament, we need to read the Bible and pray the Bible first. And another point, that the 3,000 souls, he did not say men or women or whatever, because there is no change from outside. This transformation had nothing to do with the picture from outside, but something happened with the nature from inside. So the soul changed to be son or daughter of God, but the picture from outside, nothing happened. Again in the book of Acts, now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, there is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. And this you can see, that he had some explanation. If you remember the story, this eunuch was traveling from Jerusalem back to your country, to Ethiopia. And Philip joined him, and he started to explain the words of Isaiah on the Lord Christ. And he believed in the Lord Christ as the Son of God. And after this confession of belief, he admitted that Christ is the Lord, he was worthy to take the baptism. Another proof is water is very much needed as a material for the sacrament. And this passage also say that your church is one of the earliest church all over the world. Another proof from Acts chapter 9, immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. This is Saul, St. Paul, and this is another proof of the power of baptism. There is some relation between being baptized and opening the eyes. The fathers of the church, the old fathers of the church, told us that nobody can see the truth clearly. Nobody can see the kingdom of heaven without the baptism. In chapter 10 of the Acts, "Can anyone forbid water and these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" You know, this was the case of the pagans when St. Peter went to Cornelius, and that was the first time to preach non-Jew, pagans. And the Holy Spirit pushed him to baptize these people by giving them the sign of the tongues to prove that the Holy Spirit accepting these people. That's why St. Peter said, "I cannot forbid the grace of God. Let's baptize these people and start baptizing the pagans." In chapter 16, "Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized." You remember this was what happened in Philippians. Philippians, St. Paul was imprisoned, and a miracle happened in the night, and he went out, and the one who was imprisoning them, the soldier there, invited them to his home, and he believed in Christ, and so he and his family were baptized. This is another proof that being in a family might be children or different ages, but they, as far as they accepted the faith, they are all ready to be baptized. When we come to the epistles, the letters, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, Romans 6, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. In this passage we can see clearly that St. Paul was telling us that the sacrament of baptism had the power to give us the power of the death of the Lord on the cross and also the power of his resurrection from the dead. And by this we got the newness of life, the new life. Also in the letter of Corinthians chapter 6, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed. This is the baptism. But you were sanctified with the holy Myron. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So this to prove that all people are accepted to be baptized. But in case they believe in our Orthodox belief, in the Holy Trinity, in the divine nature of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the eternal life, and also they should repent their dark life, their old life. And by repentance and belief, they are ready to be baptized, to be washed, to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. As you may know, the fathers or the saints of the church told us that the tears of repentance complete the work of water of baptism, because to get rid of these sins, not only before baptism, but all through our life, even after baptism, by continuous repentance, we are gaining the same power we got in baptism and Myron. In Galatians chapter 3, St. Paul said, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." This verse shows us that there is intimate relation between faith and baptism. You cannot separate these two. If you believe, you should be baptized, and before baptism you should believe. And by the power of baptism, you are putting on Christ as if you are clothing Christ as a robe, you are getting into him. That's why the saints used to say that we are the icons of Christ after baptism, because we lost his likeness with sin and we regain his likeness with the power of baptism. Also in the letter of Ephesians, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. By this, you know, St. Paul is telling us that we need to have one faith before having one baptism. That's why we, Orthodox Church, having the same faith, we are having the same baptism. But non-Orthodox, they do not share us the same faith, so we cannot accept their baptism. In the Epistle of Colossians, St. Paul said, "In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. In this passage we can see if the circumcision is the main sign of belonging to the people of God in the Old Testament, the baptism is the main road to be one member in the people of God in the New Testament. We cannot belong to the church or to the people of God without baptism. Also in the letter of St. James, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So by saying so, he was joining the idea of the first creature when God created man, Adam and Eve, and then now he is creating new creatures by the power of baptism, with the word of God, with the word of truth. The same idea given by St. Peter, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Again, born again from incorruptible seed. So not from the flesh, but from the Spirit. St. John said, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it's the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. In this passage we see clearly that St. John is putting water and blood, because the blood is behind the power of baptism. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ justified human nature, and by his burial, his death, we can be baptized with the water and the Spirit. So there is intimate relation between the redemption of the cross and the power of baptism, the blood of Christ and the water of the Spirit. One of the saints said, when the Lord slept on the cross, the church came out of his right side by the blood and water. You know, when our Lord died on the cross, there is some water and blood came out of his right side. And this saint said that the church was born out of his side, like Eve was taken out of the side of Adam from his right side, but with water and blood, water of baptism and blood of Eucharist. The last verse from the Revelation. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. In this passage you can see, we in our Coptic church, after taking the child out of the water, or whoever being baptized, usually we put the white garment and also a red line on the white garment to apply this meaning, that he had been washed from his sins and now he is white with the power of the blood, the red blood of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.